What's going on, guys? Today's episode is about the role of nutrition in overcoming anxiety. This is a magnificent topic, I believe, for us to discuss if you're someone who is looking to improve your relationship with either health anxiety or anxiety. They're both tied in very closely. So let's dive in. What is the role that nutrition plays in anxiety? Well, it plays a lot of roles, honestly, because we can look at nutrition in so many ways, and there's so much information out there nowadays on what's the perfect diet, what's the perfect way to eat. This food is bad and causes this problem, and you know, it's a lot of information that ends up like overwhelming us and wanting us to do nothing when it comes to improving our current nutrition. So if I can dive in a little bit and share with you guys the mindset that I would highly recommend for you to implement, as well as the tips when it comes to nutrition that you can implement. The first thing is going to be mindset more than anything, isn't it? It's embracing a mindset of progress over perfection, because the second you start to say that you want to eat healthier, you're going to get so many recommendations, so many tips, you know, thrown at you from, you know, Google, people. Everyone is going to be like, oh, this is the perfect thing to do, this is the perfect diet, eat this way, try this. And honestly, it's going to become, I see it become overwhelming for so many people, to the point where it's like, give the person a break. They need to like really understand, you know, where to start and how to start. And if you throw too much information or you consume too much information at once, you're just going to feel way overwhelmed and you're not going to want to do anything. And trust me, it happens to me too sometimes. I'm just like, it's way too much nutrition information coming out these days. But, you know, I just constantly remind myself that it's about simplicity and it's about progress, not perfection. So whatever you have going on right now in your current nutrition, these are the basic things to look at that you can improve. Are you drinking enough water? Yes, super simple. It's not rocket science. Are you drinking at least 8 glasses of water a day? And are you reducing the amount of high caffeinated, highly sugared beverages such as the juices and the sodas that are easily available to us everywhere we go, and we love the taste of them, but they unfortunately they don't really hydrate us. So are we drinking enough water? Are we starting the day with drinking 2 cups of water to kind of get a head start, or are we just kind of going for, you know, the highly sugared juices in the fridge? Are we just going to eat and we're not really hydrating ourselves? This was like a big game changer for me, because you know, I remember like trying to think, oh, what juice is healthy? Like, is this a healthier alternative or whatever? But what about the water? It's the most simple ingredient that we can implement, really. And it's so vital to feeling way better. And just, it has so many benefits to be a well-hydrated human. And here in America, we're highly dehydrated as a human species. Like a large percentage of us do not drink enough water. So that's exactly where to start. Start by drinking a lot more water throughout your day. And if that's something that you already do, then let's dive into the next subject, which is increasing your fruits and vegetables. Okay, so Nelson, how do I do this? You know, I don't know how to cook. I don't know where to start. And it's somewhere as simple as increasing or implementing an extra fruit a day. You know, just eat another apple a day. Get a bag of carrots from the store and snack on carrots instead of chips while you're at work. And you're going to feel the difference from if you were eating like, you know, just chips or like a snack bar that's loaded with sugar. You're going to feel the difference as if you eat, you know, something as simple as some vegetables or an apple, because you're eating closer to real food. So the more real food you can implement in your diet, like, it's going to help so much. And it's really not about, oh, I have to learn how to cook overnight. No, it could start as simple as buying a bag of carrots when you're at the grocery store and having that in your fridge. Now, when you have that option and you actually go for it and you eat it, it now you don't even have space to eat the junk food. So it just naturally starts to crowd all the bad habits out the more you start progressing. So that's a very simple way of looking at it. But we can also dive in a little bit into, for example, let's say, it's really that simple, honestly. You know, I don't really want to overcomplicate it for you guys. Sweet potatoes, for example, I like to boil one in the morning. My wife, we eat sweet potatoes with eggs and avocado in the morning with, and it's just, it's just like an awesome breakfast, honestly. Like, I don't even know where else to start with it. It just makes me feel like I ate some real food, as to if we just kind of pour some bowl, some cereal, and it's like cereal that has a bunch of sugar in it, and it's not really like a nutritious meal, right? So just really starting to implement whatever you can. You know, if I hope this is kind of like firing off some ideas in your head, like, all right, I heard Nelson kind of say, you know, I should start implementing some more fruits and vegetables. I don't like carrots, but I do like celery. It's about what you like. You know, it's not about what the latest news is like, oh, okay, like this vegetable is awesome. I know some people that are like, oh, I actually like vegetables. I forget to eat them. I'm like, well, don't do that. Remember to eat the vegetables and like pick the ones you like. They'll be like, oh, well, you know, I don't like broccoli, but I like carrots. So like really just eat what you like and start by there. As long as you're implementing them, it's awesome. Or like, for example, if you don't like apples, you know, find that fruit that you like. Blueberries is another awesome fruit. And I hope this doesn't sound like too general. It's like, oh man, like this is super general, Nelson. This is not helping at all. But I mean, if you guys want me to go more in depth, I mean, I can, but it's really simple, guys. Like, it's really not about eating perfectly vegetarian or perfectly vegan and having the perfect diet to start being healthier. And a lot of times I feel like that all or nothing, you know, mentality gets thrown at us, you know, like, oh, like if you want to be healthier, if you want to lose weight, you should diet, you should do this, like, or you should follow this regimen. It's like, it's really not about, you know, the perfect diet. It's really just about implementing more fruits and vegetables on a daily basis, making sure you're drinking a good amount of water. And then protein is something else that we can dive into. Protein comes in many different formats. It comes in the format of seafood. It comes in the format of beef, chicken, beans and nuts and seeds, and yeah, that's pretty much protein for you. You know, you might tell me, oh, like I hate beef, you know, or, you know, I heard that eating meat is bad these days and I want to be fully vegan. What do you think about that? Or for example, you know, I want to eat healthier, but I don't like, you know, basically what I'm trying to get at is it's there's no one size fits all when it comes to nutrition. It's just really about making choices that are closer to real food more often, if that makes sense. So the more real food you can implement in your diet and stay away from, you know, the bag of chips, the snack bars that are heavy on sugar, you know, the juices or the drinks, you know, you can have those things that you like from Starbucks or from, you know, the convenience store, you know, here and there. But when that's like mostly your routine and you're missing out drinking lots of water, you're not implementing fruits and vegetables in your diet, you're not cooking at home, you only eat out, that's where it's like, okay, we can start to progress a little bit. Let's progress and make healthier decisions instead of wanting to, you know, getting overwhelmed by everything. You know, if you know how to cook one dish, cook that dish and add some vegetables to it. You know, chop up the vegetables, just throw them on the pan, saute them, boil them, steam them, whatever makes sense for you. Whatever you feel comfortable with starting, and then you'll get more comfortable as you go and you just get your hands more dirty with the vegetables. You know, you might never cook, but you know, you try one time, you burn it, but it's still, you could still eat it, right? That's how I started. I started cooking things and they would burn, but hey, still tasted all right, so I could still kind of eat it. And then you know, okay, like next time, you know, I'll do this better. So it's really a never-ending process to get better at cooking. So very simple tip. So if you're, this is one that I adhere to, and this was me before. I'm intimidated by cooking a piece of protein. Like, who is this, you right now? Like, you're intimidated by cooking a piece of fish or cooking a piece of chicken. Like, you've never cooked before. It's as simple as heating up the pan with oil and letting the piece of protein cook for 5 minutes on each side, and it's done. That's it. That's all it takes for you to cook something and feed yourself and make a healthier decision. And that's another thing, you know, like the food that you cook at home, it contains a different component. You know, this is kind of like the energetics of food, if I can introduce, you know, a topic to you. So food does take on energy. When you eat something that your grandma made, you notice the difference from if you ate it at a restaurant that was like really busy and you could tell the staff was like going down and the waiter was stressed out. And that's not always the scenario when you eat out, you know. It's not always like a really stressed out kitchen, but I'm telling you, I've worked in many kitchens. I know people that have worked in many kitchens, and for the most part, many shifts, people are stressed the fuck out, okay? So when you're seeing someone cook something for you, because many times when you eat out, you can't see who's making your food. When you see someone cook for you visually, and you see that they're doing it in a bad manner, naturally in your mind, you're like, I don't want to eat that food. It's like some instinct in you. It's like, I shouldn't eat that, right? But many times when we eat out on the go, we're in a drive-thru, fast food or whatever, we don't know what's going on back there. We don't know how stressed they are or what kind of energy they're pouring into that food, right? So the more we can, you know, like not eat out like a lot and start to like kind of, you know, prepare our own meals, put our own energy into it. I know it sounds kind of like, Nelson, like, you know, like come back down to earth, bro. You're going on the kind of hippy dippy stuff. But I mean, it's true though. It's true. It's a fact. You can't argue with me. Just starting to get your hands more wet with preparing your own meals. You know, if that's something that intimidates you, I get it. I understand you. But it's a process. It's all about progress. Don't think that you have to cook something like magnificent the first time you cook. You know, you're going to burn it. You're going to mess it up. But I encourage you to look up a recipe. Look up one that's more simple, something that you want to make, and look at healthy options of it, you know, ones that incorporate vegetables and stuff like that, and cook for two meals. Every time you cook, you can cook for two meals instead of one, and that way you have to eat that day and the next, and you're not over exhausting yourself always cooking. So that's a good habit that my wife and I practice. We always cook once, eat twice, and it's a really good practice. Really just incorporate that progress mentality when it comes to improving your nutrition. Don't think that you have to go from ground zero to master chef overnight. And don't think about dieting. Don't think about like, oh, I have to stop eating everything that I'm eating right now, because that's the biggest mistake I see also, is we restrict ourselves so much and then we binge after because we haven't had any of the food we're used to eating. So don't even think about restricting yourself right now. Don't even think about going on a diet. Just think about incorporating more fruits and vegetables, more water, more healthy sources of protein, more like, you know, whole, you know, you can. It sounds kind of bland, you know, in my mind when I'm just like, okay, fruits, vegetables, water, and protein. But I'm saying that as the main idea or the main, you know, types of food that you should eat. You know, try to stay away from eating too much like, you know, flour, bread, stuff like that, that just kind of makes you feel sluggish, and just incorporate more vegetables, more greens. You know, that can be stuff like kale, spinach, and when you have those two ingredients I mean, kale and spinach or whatever greens you may choose. You could just throw them in a bowl and literally throw oil and vinegar and salt, and boom, you have a salad, and it tastes pretty good. When you start doing these little simple habits, I'm telling you, I see people start to feel so much better. Like, it's insane. And it's the simplest things, just incorporating those, you know, little simple additions in your diet. Instead of thinking like, okay, like, I have to stop every food I'm doing right now, like, I need to, like, you know, go on a strict diet. It's like, no, just start incorporating better options, and the other options will naturally start, you know, like, going away. Because if you eat the healthier food, you're going to be full. You don't want to eat the unhealthy food always. So it's all about really just implementing them. I hope that didn't sound like too much of a ramble. I'm just, like, literally telling you guys what, you know, my thought process behind it and what I see, what I know actually works in helping people improve their nutrition, instead of, like, you know, the 100 diet theories out there that I've actually studied. I've actually looked into them, and the main source of ingredient of health in people is not always nutrition, you know, like the food that you actually eat. And this is a little bonus section of the episode. I'll probably state that in the link, because this is probably the golden nugget of the episode right here. If you listen this far, or if you skipped here, because I will probably let you know that the golden nugget is at the end, then this is the real takeaway from nutrition when it comes to being healthier. So hundreds of diets out there, hundreds of different cultures who eat completely different, some similar, some, like, way different. But the number one ingredient of health in those communities that practice these 100 different ways of eating is not exactly what they eat, but how they live. I'm gonna say that one more time. It's not exactly what they eat, but how they live. So most of these people in these communities, you know, they may incorporate more vegetables. They may not eat as much meat as we do here in this modern day society, or in the U.S. or whatever major city you may live in. But the one thing that they practice is a more holistic lifestyle. So the number one thing that determines health in people is their lifestyle, not exactly what they eat. So that's why I kind of tell you that progress over perfection is what it's all about when it comes to nutrition. It's not about a perfect diet. It's not about, you know, having to eat a certain way. It's more about how you live. So a lot of these people in these communities around the world that people study, because they have a very good standing of health, and they're just overly well, like, mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy, is because of their lifestyle. So that means what they do for work on a daily basis. Does that satisfy them? Do they feel like they're contributing to a greater good? Do they like where they work, what they do for work? Do they feel passionate about it? Does it not feel like a drag? Does it not feel like, you know, stressful all the time? So it's, they do something for work that they actually enjoy and they actually like, and they feel like they're contributing to a greater good, or they feel a sense of purpose with it. Doesn't feel like a drag every day. So that's a very important part. And then the second part is relationships. They have a healthy social life. They socialize. You know, some of the people in Asian countries that they've studied, communities where they live a really long time, the Asian ladies get together at night and they have a cup of wine or something, and they just socialize with each other and laugh and tell stories. And that's something that right now, today, like, it's kind of hard for us in this quarantine, right? Like, we are not able to as freely socialize as we could before. So if you can get on the phone with a friend, or FaceTime and stuff like that, and just connect, human connection, is something that we're realizing how special it is now that we don't have it. But in many countries that are healthy, this is something that's very predominant, is they have a healthy social life. You know, they make time for hanging out with friends, which right now we kind of got to be careful about it. But we have FaceTime and we have the phone, so we can always connect that way. But this is more so to give you insight that it's not about food. Okay, it's not just about eating the perfect diet to be healthy. It's deeper than that. So, and then the third one is exercise. Exercise is extremely important. You can eat so healthy, but if you don't exercise, what is the point? You're eating super healthy, but you're not moving your body. You're not giving your body, stimulating your body. And that's something that's so important for health. So many times we just kind of are thinking about, okay, I have to eat this way or that way, or how can I eat healthier? But exercise overlaps it because how many people do you know that exercise, they look pretty healthy, but they don't eat that healthy, but they still look pretty like damn healthy. And that's because it's so important. You could kind of sacrifice more when you exercise. But I mean, it's all about a combination of these things. So if you combine all these aspects, then you're really feeding a healthy life on all levels. The next one is spirituality. All these people in all these different communities around the world that have, that live a long time, they don't really have as much, disease is not as common within their community, is that they honestly, or they all have a spiritual practice as well. They have a faith in a higher power. They make time for spirituality, and they practice faith, which is practicing the opposite of worrying, which we do a lot as anxiety sufferers if we have health anxiety. And just in modern day society, so many people are stressed out. So many people are anxious, and there's a lack of faith. There's a lack of belief in a higher power that we don't have to have everything figured out. We can trust. We can sit down and not have to think that all the pressure is on us. We can pray and put that energy and that trust in that things will come to pass for us. As long as we do what's right, as long as we are patient, we're kind with each other, we're understanding with each other, and now we're not feeling hate, we're not feeling negativity, we're not feeling stress every day. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. I hope that made sense. I hope that you guys are enjoying these episodes so far, and it's not too much of a ramble. I'm definitely trying to figure out this podcasting thing as I go, because I know if I sit here and just think about it, I'll never start and I'll never put some content out there. So I really appreciate you guys listening in. And if you have any recommendations, I would highly appreciate it. Any comments, anything that you missed or you thought I missed on the topic, you'd like for me to go a little bit more in depth, I'm all game for it. Let me know. I will dive in. Till next time, guys. Peace and love. This is Nutrition Tips for Anxiety.